Wouldn't it be great to have a podcast with a qualified host who can turn complicated tax content into easy-to-understand everyday examples? Well, finally, there is. Welcome to Talking Tax with Aidan Moran, covering everything taxation, from individual to corporate, income tax, corporation tax, capital taxes, and everything in between. This is Talking Tax with Aidan Moran. Now here's your host, Aidan.
Hello folks, it's Aidan here again from taxexams.ie. As always, welcome back to another podcast. Today I want to talk about the tax implications of selling your home, and in particular, the capital gains tax liability that may arise to the seller. I will, of course, cover the tax implications in a later session for the purchaser, which will include the charge to stamp duty, along with the local property tax calculations. We know from previous modules or podcasts that the capital gains tax, well, it's a tax when you dispose of a capital asset and you actually make a gain. And again, the gain is calculated by taking the difference between the proceeds, what you get for it, and the actual indexed base cost. The indexed base cost refers to the original cost when you first bought or acquired it, and it's adjusted to account for inflation. And we know that the revenue or taxpayers will use indexation factors or CGT multipliers to adjust for the period in which they actually acquired it for inflation. We also know that there's been no inflation according to the indexation factors since the 1st of January 2003. So really, in CGT land, the price of goods and services haven't increased in the last 20 years. You might think that this is a little bit unfair. You might think that you go to work for 40 years, you earn a salary. On that salary, you pay tax to get your net pay. You then take your net pay and you pay your mortgage. And eventually, after 40 years, when your mortgage is gone, you decide to maybe sell your property, maybe to downsize. And if you made a gain on that, which you probably did, then you're taxed on it. And one might argue that that's a little bit unfair. Potentially, but I'm not here to express an opinion. To overcome that potential perception that the disposal or sale of your principal private residence is taxable, there is a relief, and the relief is called principal private residence relief, adequately named. And what that means is that if you sell your home and up to 1 acre, and on the assumption that it's your main residence, then it's fully exempt. It's fully exempt, provided that you have lived in the property, you have lived in the property for the entire period of ownership. So if you owned the property for 20 years, you lived in the property for 20 years. If, for example, you didn't live in the property for the entire period of ownership, if, for example, you lived in the property for, say, 20% of the time, well, then only 20% of the gain will be exempt, which would mean the balance, the 80%, would be fully taxable. And how that works is you would do your CGT comp, your computation in the normal way, proceeds minus index cost gives you your gain. And instead of taking full relief for the full gain, you would only take a deduction of 20%, meaning the 80% would be fully taxable. I made a comment. I said your PPR and the land of up to 1 acre, If you have your PPR land up to 1.5 acres or anything above an acre, then an element is going to be taxed. And I don't know about you, but sometimes when I drive in the countryside, I see lots of houses, and the vast majority, or quite a few of them, would be on more than an acre. And I always wondered to myself, did the homeowners, if they sold the house, do they know that it's your PPR plus 1 acre? Meaning that a balance of whatever it is in terms of the land would be fully taxable. I'm not too sure. I do remember, like with any relief, that you have to claim it. You'll have to file a Form 11, or you have to file a CGT return to actually claim the relief. There are three periods that I want to talk about, that because we know life happens, and we know we mightn't always be living in the house, and so to maybe overcome that, the relief does incorporate three different, we call them periods of deemed occupancy. So what that means is that there are three periods in which you're living. You may not be living in the house, you might be somewhere else, but we're going to pretend that you're living there for the purpose of this calculation. So you're deemed, we pretend. The first is that if you're sent, I love that word, sent. If you're sent abroad by your employer to work for any period of time, and that period is counted as deemed occupancy. So you can't just voluntarily go traveling or go backpacking or go looking for work in some foreign country in the hope that you secure employment, or you can't just go over outside Ireland and set up a trade or a business. You must be sent by your employer in the course of your employment duties. And the period that you can be sent for, or that you can claim this deemed occupancy, is actually unlimited. You could be sent for 50 years. And when you're claiming the relief, you'll pretend that you're there, that you've been living in the property for 50 years. There is one little condition. And the little condition is that you must, before you sell, you must come back and live in the property. So you're sent abroad. Before you sell, you must come back and live in the property. How long must you live in the property for? A month? A year? A week? A minute, 10 seconds. And if you read the legislation on it, it's not actually defined. My personal private view is that if you live in the property prior to sale for any period of time, then the full relief for the, let's say, 50 years is fully granted. I do remember speaking with an individual. He was selling a property in excess of $1 million in Dublin City, and he was claiming, he claimed PPR. Now I knew he was in the United States and he hadn't been back in quite a while, but he was claiming that he was living in the property, and the documentation used to support that were receipts from an online takeaway delivery company. So on a Saturday night, he would order a takeaway, have it delivered to his property in Dublin City. And that was a supporting, for want of a better word, a supporting documentation that he was actually living in the property. I knew he was in America. And he'd been in America for about 15 years. Hasn't been home. He's not living in the property. So his delivery takeaway receipts, unfortunately, didn't count in that example. The second period is that if you are sent by your employer within Ireland, within the Republic of Ireland, within the 26 counties of Ireland. And unlike the going abroad, the Irish period of employment where you're sent to a different county is actually capped. And it's capped at a 4-year period. So the most you can be gone for, or the most that you can claim this period of deemed occupancy, is 4 years. If you are sent for 3 years, well, that's fine. You claim 3 years. If you were sent for 2 years, that's okay. You claim 2 years. If you were sent for 5 years, the most you can claim is 4, and 1 is going to be out. So you would only get 80% there, 4 over 5. And the way you do it in practice and in exams, you would work out the period of the entire period of ownership, and you would do a little chart, periods in, periods out, because you want to come up with a fraction or a proportion that you're in the house, so you can claim the relief. The final and third period that is the period of deemed occupancy is the last 12 months of ownership. So regardless of if you're in the property, if you're out of the property, if you're working, if you're not working, if you're outside the country, if you're inside the country, whatever, the final 12 months period of ownership is always a period that you attend or that is period of deemed occupancy. So again, you work out your fraction. You work out the fraction of the period in versus the period of total ownership, and you will take that against your gain. You'll take about that proportion as a deduction against your gain in the normal way. You will also use your annual exemption, your 1270. And remember, that's per person. So if it's a couple disposing of a property, then it is there will be two annual exemptions. There will be two 1270s. And just be mindful, in case I haven't mentioned it, you're only entitled to one PPR. A married couple are only entitled to one PPR. So you can't have the husband living in Galway and the wife living in Dublin and claiming that there's two PPRs. There's not. You have to make an election. I think in exams, a lot of students will spend a lot of time unnecessarily working out the exact number of years or minutes or hours or seconds that for the purpose of the calculation. And absolutely, I would like your calculations to be accurate. But just be mindful in that the cost benefit analysis here of your time versus the marks available. I don't want you spending too long, let's say 40 minutes, working out the exact number of months if you're only getting a mark or two, because you might not be able to get the rest of your exam question or the exam paper done. So just be mindful of that. Yes, absolutely. I would love to see it absolutely perfect. But I understand that, you know, once you show your workings, you may lose a mark or two. But I don't want it to be to the detriment of completing the actual exam. There is just one last point, in that you can still claim your rent-to-room relief. So the 14,000 for renting a room or rooms in your principal private residence, that can still be claimed. There's no impact on the claim of the PPR relief. So I do hope that you found this episode useful. And I would ask that if you've any worries, comments, thoughts, concerns, or if you just want to say hello to me, just reach out. You can get me at info@taxexams.ie. We also have a number of events coming up over the coming weeks and coming months, and they're all up on my website, taxexams.ie. And if you click in the little Eventbrite, you can see all the details are coming up. I would absolutely love if you got in touch with potential episodes or potential webinars that you would like me to do. Just reach out, info@taxexams.ie. Goodbye for now.
You've been listening to Talking Tax with Aidan Moran. Aidan is a fully qualified chartered accountant, a chartered tax advisor. He's a full-time tax and accounting lecturer and has over 15 years working in the area. We hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find us at taxexams.ie. For questions and comments, send an email to info@taxexams.ie and join our Facebook group at Tax Accounting Training. See you next time.